Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you've already been listening, thank you for that, too. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Elise Benin is our guest. She's our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust and the author of a number of books, including one that's just coming out real soon on shyness. I guess I've forgotten the title, but she'll remind us of it in a minute. But we've been doing a little series on shy people and what makes them that way, and how can they make sure that they get over the negative parts of being shy so that they can be successful. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Remind me the title of the new book, because obviously it's new. You're working on it, so I don't have it in front of me.
Right. It's called Stop Pushing Me Around, A Workplace Guide for the Timid, Shy, and Less Assertive.
The Stop Pushing Me Around part, I remembered that. But the second part, I didn't remember that.
All right, well, we'll drill it into your head.
I'm sure you will. Well, I should remember it. We've been doing a little series on this. You've mentioned it several times over the last few months.
Yes.
But I'm glad that you are working on this, Elise, because is there very much out there about this topic?
You know, the reason I decided to write this book is because there are lots of books about people who are shy and for people who are shy in general. And there are lots of networking books, but there's nothing that focuses on work-related issues for people who are shy. Not nothing. There are a few things out there, but nothing exactly like this.
Right. Well, and we can always count on you to not do something everybody else is doing.
Just trying to find a little niche there in the market.
I think you have. Now, where are we on our shyness continuum? Where are we in it?
Well, I can tell you that I am 3 weeks from my manuscript deadline.
Good for
and
you.
This past weekend, what I was working on was a chapter about selling skills for people who are shy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to talk about with you, because it seems like a lot of small business owners get into business because they love the business or they want to be in business for themselves, and often don't realize that selling the business or the products or the services comes along with that.
Well, they love doing what the business does. They just don't love what it takes to make the business do what it needs to do.
Exactly. And often I come across business owners in that situation who consider themselves shy. And so the selling part is one of the things that they hate the most.
You know what they've done in the past, don't you? You know what they typically do? They hire people to do all that for them.
Right.
And they stay in behind closed doors.
Right. Which
and,
is an
and,
option.
And that's exactly that's in fact it's an excellent option. I don't think it's a good long term plan. But I do think it's a good defensive measure, a good problem-solving strategy.
I agree with you, definitely.
But I don't. It would be unfortunate and sad if you allowed that to become a long-term strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen that happen before, though.
It reminds me of how when people don't like dealing with money, they hire someone, you know, whether it's a bookkeeper or a CFO, to deal with their money, and then keep their hands completely out of it.
Right.
And, you know, if you're not paying attention to what's going on, you're at risk.
Right.
And I think the same can be said for selling. And I think inevitably there will be situations, even if you have someone doing the selling for your business, where you're in a position to say something that could tip the scales one way or the other for a sale, and you should know what to say.
Well, not only that, but you know, if you become disconnected from your customers, that's a dangerous scenario for on many levels. And it can be a problem. I have actually seen companies where the salespeople, literally one or two salespeople, basically held the company hostage to a degree. And maybe not intentionally, but it was just, the way it worked out. Because they had the relationships that the company needed, the owner didn't have.
Right.
So it can be dangerous, can it?
It can definitely be dangerous.
So what do we do about it?
Well, I wanted to talk about, number one, the difference between marketing and selling, and then some of the things that you need as a shy person to be able to sell.
All right. Now, the good thing about what you're talking about now is for all the people out there, Elise, who want to be in business, but they aren't going to be in business, or they won't start a business because they consider themselves to be shy, and they think that that precludes them becoming business owners. So for all of you like that, this show is for you. And so go ahead. What's the difference between selling and marketing?
Well, from my point of view, marketing is basically the big umbrella. It's everything you do to get the word out about your business. So advertising is marketing, and PR is marketing, and
right.
Response is marketing.
Right.
And selling is under the umbrella of marketing, but it's basically once you've got a qualified lead, someone who has expressed interest in your product or service, the selling process takes over. And
Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? You got to knock on the door and lay your wares out on the table.
Exactly. So a lot of shy people perceive it as a confrontational experience, but it's not. You know, it's basically, in my mind, a conversation.
Well, it's a confrontational if they think it's confrontational.
Mm-hmm. But not if you don't approach it that way.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You got to get that out of your head, don't you?
Well, and the other thing you have to get out of your head is that to sell, you have to be like all those salesmen you hate.
Well, and the other thing that happens is they have the idea, if they have not been trained at all, they have the idea that selling is all art and no science, and that's not true. There are definitely, you know, selling skills that you can learn that can make you that makes it more mechanical. Obviously, personality needs to be involved, but it is a logical process, and professional salespeople have professional selling skills.
It's true, but I also have to say that a lot of the training that's available for people is one of the things that puts them off because it's
the shy people.
Yes, the shy people, because it goes against the grain of their personality.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it's a question of finding your own style.
You're saying that, and we got to take a quick break here, but you're saying that the people who lead the sales training assume that if you're there, you're a kind of a hell fellow well met type of person and not a shy person. And I think you're right about that. Stand by, quick break, right back with our good friend Elise Benin. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Elise Benin. Her new book is coming out. When do you think it'll be out, Elise? In the fall?
No, July.
July. All right, tell us the title again.
It's called Stop Pushing Me Around, A Workplace Guide for the Timid, Shy, and Less Assertive.
All right, that's a good title. It's going to be a good book. And I, folks, aren't you happy to know that you've been part of the development of this book? They have, haven't they, Elise?
They have, and you could contribute more by going to my blog and posting some of your ideas there, which is stoppushingmearound.blogspot.com.
All right, and that's where they can, if they're shy, or if they know somebody who's shy, or if they want to know about more about how to work with shy people, if they have somebody in their family or in their business like that, they can send you a little note, and you can get back with them, won't you?
Exactly.
All right, so I hope you'll take advantage of that. What about the other website?
The other website is www.marketing-mentor.com.
Because you do a lot of coaching, don't you?
That's right. I have a mentoring program.
Right. And I encourage all of you to check out that as well, folks. Elise, you're talking about teaching or helping shy people sell. My friends, Pierce and Jane Howard, who wrote the book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, I think they would say to you, that you probably, if someone is like that, if they're really that they have that much trouble with an environment where people are trying to sell and they're not structuring selling for shy people, you know, I think they would say that those people need to go do something else. They probably shouldn't be in the sales world. They shouldn't be selling. Because when they talk about the five-factor model, one of the things they talk about is, you know, people who don't want any kind of, even if it's not confrontational, anything that would seem to be confrontational to them. And they say, you know, those people, I think they would say those people just, you know, it's not going to be that possible for them to overcome all of that. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree. Yeah.
Well, I want you to find that book. I want you to get their book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, and see what they have to say about that.
I will do that, but let me tell you why I disagree. Because I'm not talking about changing your personality, number one.
All right.
And I'm also not talking about
shy part of our personality?
Yes. I'm not questioning that. Although, there was a really interesting article in the science column of the Wall Street Journal last week about the plasticity of children's brains, and whether or not there's what the effect of the shy gene is, basically, and how environment...
Have they isolated a shy gene?
There is actually a shy gene, but they've also said that the combination of the shy gene and a stressed environment where the mother doesn't have a lot of support makes a shy person, a shy adult. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have the shy gene but not that stressed environment, you won't be a shy adult.
Mm.
Very interesting. So that made me start thinking about the plasticity of the adult brain, which there's been a lot of research on lately also. And I really believe that you can create new neural pathways by doing other actions. So I'm not talking about changing your personality necessarily, just letting go of certain behaviors and learning new behaviors and making them habits. Because
You know what else you can do?
What?
You can use your shyness to your advantage.
Yes.
As long as it doesn't keep you from getting out the door, that's not an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go out into the world. But if you can overcome your shyness to enter the world, to go out and enter the marketplace, you can use your shyness to an advantage, and it can make you very endearing and attractive to customers, can it?
Definitely, because, you know, shy people are really good one-on-one, generally, or they're good listeners. I mean, they have a lot of qualities that make for excellent selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think, like you said before, it's all about how you perceive it. And if you perceive it as a confrontation, it will be. But if you don't, and that's something you have control over, if you don't perceive it as a confrontation, if you perceive it as a conversation, an opportunity to see, here's a person, maybe they have a need that I can satisfy.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, goodbye. And if so, let's see what we can work out.
I would think that this type, the 21st century would be a good time for shy people in the marketplace.
Why?
Because of all the different ways that we can reach out and do business with people. What do you think?
It's true. I have a whole chapter on using online tools.
Right. And nobody can do that better than Elise either, by the way, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Elise, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts on this.
What are my last thoughts? I don't know. Just the idea that it's about changing behavior and doing something different as opposed to changing your personality. And you know what? It's rarely as bad as people imagine it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't.
Well, I agree with what you said earlier. Sales training is typically not for the meek and faint of heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's typically a little more aggressive than that. I admit, maybe there's some that isn't, but it's typically for people who don't have a problem, you know, going out and sticking their hand out and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Mm-hmm.
Elise, thanks a lot. Give us that website again, please.
StopPushingMeAround.blogspot.com.
Thanks, Elise. We'll see you next time. Elise
okay.
Benin, ladies and gentlemen. Benun. Quick break. Right back with Jim Cantarucci after these messages. Stay with us.
See you later, alligator. Have to walk on the dog.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.